long time in the making, but it's finally here.
UCM The Beat.
How's it hanging, Mules and Jennies fans? This is Sports Page, the weekly show where we dig into University of Central Missouri athletics. Each week, I visit with members of UCM Athletics and get to know the people involved in your school's top-notch athletic program. We also go over some Mules and Jennies news to find out more about your favorite teams. I'm your host, Roman Pfister, and I'm proud to present the top athletic program in the Mid-America Intercollegiate Athletics Association and one of the best programs in all of NCAA Division II athletics. This week, I'm sitting down with UCM's head women's basketball coach, Dave Slifer, and Jennies star basketball player, Brooke Littrell. Don't go anywhere. It's time for Sports Page. All right, Mules and Jennies fans, it's time to talk to some of the faces of your favorite women's basketball program. First, I'm joined by Dave Slifer. Coach, thank you for joining us today.
It's great being here.
Coach Slifer is going into season number 20 with the Jennies. Last season, Slifer coached the Jennies to a 25-5 season, earning second place in the MIAA tournament and an NCAA regional bid. Throughout his 19 years with the Jennies, Slifer has led the team to an MIAA championship title, the NCAA postseason 12 times, a Final Four appearance in 2021, and a national championship title in 2018. Coach Slifer became the winningest coach in Jennies history during the 2016-17 season and currently has a record of 400 wins to 171 losses. On two separate occasions, the Jennies have had four 20-plus win seasons consecutively under Dave Slifer. Before his long tenure with the Jennies, Coach Slifer had 9 seasons with Missouri Western and 6 with Mount Mercy. At Missouri Western, he became the winningest coach in Griffin history and led his team to 2 MIAA titles. At Mount Mercy, his alma mater, he coached from 1989 to 95 and led them to 6 straight NAIA tournaments. Now, folks, I've been funny about my monologue going on too long in the previous 2 episodes, but if I told you everything Coach Slifer has accomplished, that would fill the entire show. So let's get to the interview. Now, Coach, you've seen a lot of faces change throughout your time with the Jennies, and each of them have developed into a strong basketball player. What does it mean to you to see success in those individuals year after year?
Well, that's the challenge, is to take different personalities and, try to make sure that their goals are going to be the same as what the team's goals are. And usually that includes, everybody trying to get in as great a shape as they possibly can, everybody doing what they can to make sure that we have the best chance of winning. And so it's always a challenge because every team is different. Every player has their own personality, and we have to try to mold them to make sure that they are trying to do what we think is best for the team.
Now, what is your primary focus going into each season? Is it all about building the team up as a whole, or are there aspects where you want players to grow as individuals?
Well, I think that's not mutually exclusive. I think those both are what happens with the team. You've got to make sure that players individually improve every year just to get better. But bottom line is you want to be peaking at the end of the year and playing your best basketball at the end of the year. And we all want to win conferences. We want to win conference championships. But bottom line is we all want to win regional championships and national championships. And so what we try to do is put ourselves, our team, in the best position they can to be as successful as they can throughout the year. But you've got to be successful enough to get into that regional tournament. And so that usually includes being in the top 3 or 4 of the MIAA conference, which is the best conference in the country.
So now you've been coaching the Jennies for 19 seasons going into number 20, and you've been a head coach previously for Missouri Western and Mount Mercy. Compiled with all of the success you and your teams have had, in what ways are you adapting throughout each season, even though you've had so much experience?
Well, it's different coaching right now. I think that when most people my age, when they first started coaching, that the people you kind of looked up to were the Bob Knights, the Woody Hayes, even the John Woodens of that time. And so you see how things have changed now, where a lot of the the student athletes just have more power than they've ever had. And so they have the opportunity to go to the portal. And so you've got to make sure that you're able, you create an aura of, you know, you have to sacrifice a little bit for the team, but we got your best interests at heart. And so that's kind of the thing that's, I think, all of us are grappling with all the time, is to try to figure out how to be as tough as we can on our team so we know that they can make the improvement, but make it worthwhile enough and fun enough that they can't wait to come back.
So in athletics, there are often culture with individual teams and athletics as a whole. So how are you as a coach involved in building the community and culture of Jenny's basketball with your players?
Well, we try to, number one, my wife, Tammy, Coach S is what they call her. She helps out also. Coach Keister's been with us for a lot of years, and it's great to have Coach Katie Kirkhart as kind of the liaison between, you know, our age of coaching and of the players. And what we try to do is have them over at the house as much as we can. We have meals together. We have talks together. We try to make sure that we're kind of a family away from home for those kids. And I think it gets better as you get older because there's more age difference, but it's, and I'm to the point now where it's like I'm grandpa age, and so that's hilarious. I feel like I'm still young. Fact is, I played pickleball today and in my two brand new knees, so I'll see if I can walk tomorrow. But what we always try to do is just treat players the way that they want to be treated.
So under you, the Jennies have had 12 NCAA postseason appearances, one of those being a national championship title in 2018. Can you describe the atmosphere and what it means to you as a mentor of college athletes when you see that your team gets to hoist that championship trophy?
Well, that was a special year, and it was just it was so much fun. Those kids are special. We had a very talented team. And a team that we had a little adversity at the end of the year because we were the number one seed in the MIAA tournament, and we got defeated by the 9 seed. So it was in a quarterfinal game, and the 9 seed beat the 8 seed and got to play us, and they beat us and cost us the chance to host a regional. But we went up to Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and played at Augustana and got the win there and won 3 games in the regional tournament. And then we went back the next week and won 3 games in the Elite Eight. And it was kind of a dream come true. And we loved it. It was fantastic. This group right now, as freshmen, with Olivia, Brooke, Grayson, Charlie, they got a chance to go to a Final Four their freshman year. And now they are seniors / juniors, however you want to look at it, as far as COVID goes. But they've been there. They were close to winning one, and now they're ready to get back there.
So you're the winningest coach in Jenny's history with 400 wins. Before coaching for the Jennies, you also spent time with Missouri Western and Mount Mercy. So who would you say were some of your influences in how you coach today?
Well, as I talked about earlier, at that time, Pat Summitt, I went to quite a few of her clinics. She was huge. And then on the men's side, it was Bob Knight. It was Rick Pitino. I really enjoyed when he was at Kentucky, the running pressing style of play. And that's the style we played at Mount Mercy. Not quite so much at Missouri Western. We tried it. Didn't work that well after a year. And so we kind of became more of a half-court team, and that's what we kind of morphed into in 2018, where we actually played at a slow pace, and it was a pace that was highly effective for us. And it's I think you see the teams in the Midwest, which I believe this is the best basketball in the country, a lot of us play at a pace that we'll take a fast break when we got it, but we're going to make sure we get a great shot. And then we're going to make sure that on the other end that you have to work hard to get yourself a shot.
So during your time at Mount Mercy, the Mustangs had 6 NAIA tournament appearances, including 2 appearances in the Final Four. What was the experience like getting the coach at your alma mater, but also achieve success with that team?
Well, To be honest, I never thought I'd coach women. My wife was the head coach at a big high school in Cedar Rapids. She'd got the job during the summer. I was assistant men's coach at Mount Mercy. The women's coach left in August, and the coach came to me and goes, "You've got to give this a try. You'll love it. You'd be great at it." And so I decided to do it, and it was 6 great years at Mount Mercy. We had a blast. Then we went to Missouri Western and St. Joe, and boy, we had a lot of fun there. And, 8 straight NCAA appearances and had a lot of success. But I saw this University of Central Missouri job open, and I thought, this is the job. This is the where you go to, and you get a better chance of winning a national title. We felt like we should have won 1 or 2 at Missouri Western at the time, but we didn't. So we came here, and it was, like I say, in 2016, we were 11-18, and it was the only losing season I've ever coached. And then 2 years later, we won a natty.
Well, Coach, we're certainly glad to have you here for 19 going on 20 seasons. And now that you've been here so long, how are your relationships growing or changing with those around you, not just in basketball, but UCM athletics as a whole?
Well, it's interesting because obviously Jerry Hughes had been here a long time, 40 years as an AD, and he passed away last year. And so now we're kind of restructuring the way we do things. And that change is never easy. Change is hard. But I think that the coaches have done a good job of adjusting to how we're going to do things here. And, it was time for some change. And we're looking forward to, bringing in a whole new regime here as far as our administrators go.
So what are your favorite things about the community here at UCM as a whole? What are the experiences like with members of the university, even outside of athletics?
Well, I mean, I tell everybody that our kids were all born in Cedar Rapids. They grew up in St. Joe, Missouri, and they graduated from both Warrensburg High School and the University of Central Missouri. So we feel very fortunate there. I grew up in Charleston, Illinois, where Eastern Illinois University is at, and it's such a similar size town and school as Warrensburg. And so I loved growing up in a college town, and I love living in a college town. I mean, we're only an hour from Kansas City. We've got plenty of things that we can do here, and if you need to go to the city, you can go to the city. But bottom line is UCM is such a big employer in our community that it has such a big impact on the school, the city, and we look forward to retiring here in Warrensburg.
Now, as you mentioned, your wife is one of the assistant coaches with the Jennies. Your daughter Brittany and son DJ have played basketball for UCM. So what is it like having such a strong basketball program be a family business?
Well, and it was fun because my daughter, we moved here when she was going to be a junior. And so the first couple of years she went to Johnson County and played. And we thought it was a great idea. Let's go get away for a little bit. And then we recruited her after that. She was able to play here for a couple of years, and we had some decent success. And then DJ was here for 5 years. He redshirted his first year and got to play. So we had a great experience. Unfortunately, my youngest daughter, Maggie, had a knee injury, so she was unable to play during her college career. She played a little bit in high school, but going into her freshman year of high school, she had a tough injury with a knee injury. So, nope, it's always been a family business, and basketball has always been our family business. We love it. My son DJ is still he's coaching down at Lynn University in Boca Raton, Florida, and is an assistant coach there on the women's side, and loves what he's doing. And we actually get the opportunity to go down there and play them this Thanksgiving, so we're looking forward to that.
So as you approach the upcoming season, what areas are you looking to improve on, and what do you want to expand on from last season?
Well, last season we were 25-5, and we were second in the conference, second in the conference tournament. We made the regional and got beat first game in the regional. So we had a lot of success, but not near enough. We were a great offensive team, and we were very, very pedestrian defensively. And we have got to become and take more pride defensively in what we're doing. And so that is nobody's fault but mine. And this year that will not happen again. We will get the stops that we need, and we will find ways to make life miserable for other teams on, you know, trying to score against us, because we've scored at such a high level, and we're so efficient that if we can do a better job with that, then we've got a chance to be, you know, in the top five in the country, a top 10 in the country. And anytime you're top five or top 10, then you've got a chance to win it all.
All right, well, Coach Slifer, I'd like to thank you for sitting down with me today. Best of luck to you and the Jennies this season.
Well, thanks so much.
That was Jennies head basketball coach, Dave Slifer. Up next, we'll get a chance to hear from Jennies star player, Brooke Littrell. Stay tuned. You're listening to Sports Page on UCM The Beat.
We can stop to make sure someone is okay.
Get in the way and disrupt the situation.
Notify an authority.
Or walk them home safely.
We can change the language around rape.
We can make campuses safer for our teammates, our friends, and our classmates.
We cannot be bystanders.
Taking action isn't always easy, but it's on us
to intervene.
Because we can.
Learn more and take the pledge at itsonus.org.
Welcome back to Sports Page, everyone. I'm now joined by Jennies Basketball's Brooke Littrell. She's a redshirt junior, originally from Green City, Missouri. Brooke, thanks for being on the show today.
Yep, no problem.
Last season, she started in all 30 games, was second in the MIAA in point and rebound averages, had 12 double-doubles, was a WBCA Coaches All-American, D2 CCA Third Team All-American, and First Team All-Central Region, and was the MIAA's Player of the Year for women's basketball. In the 2021-22 season, she earned D2 CCA Second Team All-American spot, along with an MIAA First Team bid. Over her three seasons, she totals 1,481 points, 730 rebounds, and has an 84.1 percentage from the free throw line. Brooke attended Green City High School, where she gathered a career total of 3,216 points and 1,000 rebounds, putting her in the top 10 of all Missouri high school basketball in those categories. In all 4 years of high school, Brooke was named the conference MVP, first team all-conference, first team all-district, and first team all-state. She would spend springs and summers playing for the Missouri Phenom program under Greg Logsdon. Alongside basketball, Brooke was also on the track team and played trumpet in her school's marching and jazz bands. Now, let's hear from Brooke Littrell. Last season, you earned the MIAA Player of the Year Award. How does it feel knowing that all of that hard work you put in last season and throughout your career?
Yeah, it means a lot. I do put in a lot of work, especially in the off season. So getting the accolade is really nice, but I think more importantly, getting the wins with my teammates and seeing how far we can make it in the postseason. I think that's what really matters. So I like that. The wins definitely means a lot more to me than just like the individual accolades, if that makes sense.
You've had three seasons with the Jennies, and you're going into number four. What have you done to step up as a leader for this team?
We have a couple new girls coming in, so just trying to get them all situated and stuff and kind of getting them used to what we do as a Jenny, and just letting them know that we're a winning program and we just really want to win every single game and make it as far as we can in the postseason. So yeah, stepping into that leadership goal has been a little tough because I'm not really used to it, but I think I'm getting the hang of it.
All right, so you've all three of your seasons you've been a standout player for the Jennies, and you've been recognized throughout the conference. What have been some of the ways in which you've developed as a player and as a person throughout your collegiate basketball career?
I would say definitely from high school to college, it's a lot different. The play's different. I mean, it's a lot faster and people are a lot stronger. But I think since freshman year to now, I think all the experience has helped a lot and just getting to know like the style of play that we use and all that.
So after three seasons with the Jennies, how do you find yourself connecting with the team, whether they're new teammates or old teammates?
I would just say, like, our bond outside of basketball is very important. I think all of us this year have that, and I think we're all just one big family, and I think that means a lot, and I think that's also going to help us on the basketball court.
Now, you've played basketball for the Jennies, Green City High School, and Missouri Phenom program. Each coach is obviously going to have different ways of teaching their players. So how have you taken the lessons each coach has given you into the way you play basketball today?
I mean, you just gotta listen to them very well, because I mean, whatever they coach is obviously going to be the right thing to do. So you just gotta try your hardest and do exactly what they tell you to do.
So going back to awards, you've had many attached to your name throughout the years. D2, CCA, second and third team All-American spots, WBCA coaches All-American, and in high school, conference MVP all 4 years. The list goes on. So does any of that stick with you, or are you always just focused on what's coming next?
I think I'm always just focused on what's coming next. Like I said, just winning every single game, play one game at a time, and just, yeah.
So some would say that athletes are not the best academically. However, that doesn't seem to be true in a lot of cases. You yourself, you earned a spot on the MIAA Academic Honor Roll last season. So how did the lessons from being a good athlete translate into being a good scholar?
It's hard, especially like you said, being an athlete. I mean, you gotta put in a lot of extra hours for the studying and the classes, especially when you're on the road. You really just gotta kind of put that into the whole basketball thing as well, because that academics is very important if you want to play a sport in college.
I imagine on the road it's got to be very difficult as well, trying to get all your assignments. I mean, thank God for online then.
Yeah, for sure. Yep.
So in high school, you set multiple records, including having a 57-point game your junior year. Now that you've had experience at the collegiate level for 3 years, what would you say are the main differences or difficulties between high school basketball and college basketball?
I would say the speed of the game is completely different, especially since I came from a really, really small school in high school. I mean, 1A, and teams weren't very good. Coming to UCM and playing, I mean, the speed is completely different, and like I said, players are just a lot stronger too.
So Brooke, I learned that while you were at Green City High, not only were you a superstar at basketball, but you were also all-state in the triple jump, and not only that, but you were also a student of music. You played trumpet in the marching band and jazz band. So what was it like having to juggle all of those activities?
I mean, coming from a small school, I mean, everybody kind of just had to do everything. So I mean, I really honestly only did track to stay in shape for basketball, so that's probably the main reason why I did it. But yeah, I mean, I just kind of played around and just did whatever I could to stay busy.
So do you still play the trumpet today?
I do not. Nope, I gave it back to my high school. So
do you think if you picked one up today, you could pick out a tune, maybe Dizzy Gillespie?
Maybe play a scale or two, but nothing too fancy.
All right, well, Brooke, it's been a pleasure having you on the show. I want to thank you for being here, and good luck the next season.
Thank you so much.
That was Jenny's standout basketball player, Brooke Littrell. When we come back, we'll review some Mules and Jenny's news. Stick around. You're listening to Sports Page on UCM The Beat.
From court to court and lane to lane, under the lights or under the sun, no one delivers Division II sports like NCAA.com. The center of D2 is inside the NCAA.com hub, with exclusive highlights of every sport and live broadcasts of every Division II championship, found nowhere else. Make NCAA.com yours, the home of Division II college sports.
All right, sports fans, time for some news about your Mules and Jennies. Mules football was ranked number 18 by the AFCA poll after defeating the Bearcats of Northwest Missouri State for the first time in 11 years. The Mules won that one in a nail-biter, 41-38. Marcellus Hawkins was named the MIAA Football Offensive Player of the Week from that game. He had 149 rushing yards, a career high. Jennies volleyball swept Missouri Southern 3-0. In the third set, the Jennies went on a 10-2 run, with co-MIAA Offensive Athlete of the Week Eleanor Engel boasting a 60% on attacks. That game was the Jennies' seventh consecutive win and gave them a 10-5 record. Number 25 Jennies Golf won the Grace Shin Invitational this past Tuesday, October 2nd. The Jennies shot a combined 564, 4 under par. They beat second place Minnesota State, who had 593-25 over par. The Jennies set a 36-hole record. Miarolo took the individual title with a 140, 2 under par, also setting a 36-hole record. Nicole Rollo and Haley Jones tied for second place individually at 141, 1 under par. The Jennies will be hosting the Midwest Classic at Mules National Golf Club October 16th and 17th. Well, Mules and Jennies fans, that's all the time I've got today. Be sure to tune in next week for more Sports Page on UCM The Beat.
Did you know that the University of Central Missouri has been leading innovation for nearly 150 years? With more accreditations and more qualified faculty members, our commitment to academic success is unparalleled. And we make sure every student receives the support they need to graduate on time and with less debt. So whatever opportunity you're looking for, make your impact sooner at UCM, with campuses located in Warrensburg, Lee's Summit, and online. Find out more about UCM and the power of opportunity in action at ucmo.edu.